Welcome to Earl Tom's podcast. Today we're going to unfortunately be doing some more on this coronavirus, kind of what we've been seeing, and also the fact that we're all having to adapt, survive, and prepare. So that's what we're actually going to call this episode is coronavirus, how to adapt, survive it, and then prepare for what's coming after. You know, in the last episode, we talked about the different phases of what's going to be coming. And that still holds true. These stimulus checks, this payroll protection, those kind of things, they're all just band-aids that are being put on the economy right now to help people, help businesses. But at some point in time, we still have to go back into society. I know a lot of people right now are wondering when this is going to be over. So you have a lot of people that have this pinned up energy that want to get back to life as normal. But unfortunately, a lot of things are not going to be what we used to think is normal once we come out of this. And you're starting to see that now, because if you listen to actually business owners, leaders in the business industry, they're all predicting that, you know, we're going to have, you know, 20 to 50, some even say 100 new companies that show up out of this virus that are going to lead, you know, tomorrow's generation for the future. So what you're looking at right now is not necessarily let's listen to the guru and say this is what you need to do. I don't consider myself a guru. I consider myself a business owner that's just trying to help others in this industry. So what I do is I don't listen to gurus. That right now, you know, Grant Cardone is kind of taking a beating, you know, publicly with the way things are going in his business. You're seeing people saying they're getting, you know, 100 times more emails, you know, every day than they used to. It's because everyone, including the gurus, are suffering right now. So they're all trying to go out there and get new business. But what is the common thread between all of this, whether it be people, businesses, you know, the economy, families, you name it, it's panic. And if you panic, you go back to the exact same thing that we discussed in the episode called The Fever, that you force things, you rush them. You don't just let them happen as they may. So one aspect of this episode is going to be to prepare, and that's to just remain calm. Tomorrow is still going to show up. The sun is still going to come out. Now, you may be stuck inside because we all are pretty much under a stay-at-home, you know, order right now with our different states. But the sun is still going to come up tomorrow. So you need to understand that. But how you get to tomorrow and your livelihood along with your family's livelihood is going to depend on what you do right now. So you need to understand that everyone, not just you, not businesses, every single person in the United States, whether they're 5 years old or 75 years old, is on edge, because everyone is trying to figure out when they're going to be able to go back to some semblance of life as normal. They're tired of being stuck at home. They don't want to be stuck at home. Some just want to be able to go back to work, or to run down the street to the bar, have a beer, hang out with friends, just get that social aspect back in their life. Because, you know, I laugh a lot of times. I'm seeing memes all over Facebook that, you know, husbands and wives are not saying how lucky they are anymore because they've been at home for so long together that, you know, those comments are not coming on Facebook anymore. Right now is a time that you really find out what you're made of, what you're going to do, and how you're going to survive, you know, what's coming. So what we all have to do is remain calm, get the panic out, the anxiety. If it happens to you, get up, go for a small walk, 5, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, ever how long it takes, clear your mind, get that energy out of you, come back and do what you were going to do. Because then by the time that you do that, if you take just a little break, your opinion and what you were going to do is likely going to change. You're gonna have that time when you're walking to just think, is this the right thing to do? Are you gonna second guess yourself? Probably. But right now might actually be the only time that you need to second guess yourself, because what you're doing right now is gonna determine what you're doing tomorrow when that sun comes up. So you gotta go through the mindset that just like you're on edge right now, so is everyone else. So your approach to everything needs to be, everyone is on edge. So how do I relax their anxiety, their panic? What do I need to do to convey that message that I'm here to help them and get the deals, whether it be, you know, getting the contracts from the sellers and still being able to get the property sold with your buyers right now? Because one thing that I am seeing a lot with buyers are they're already lowering their prices in anticipation of what is to come. Because most of your investors are always good at negotiating a lower price. Now they just simply have an excuse. So if your investors are going to do it to you, you need to learn, you need to hone in your skills of being able to how to get those prices from those sellers so that you can still pass along a deal to your investor that's lowering their price. Now I've got, there's a couple of different, you know, hedge funds that I sell, the bigger institutional clients. They're slowing down because the activity is not what it was. But, you know, you take properties now that would have sold, say, for $100,000. Now they're actually offering $60,000 to $70,000. So when you're going out there, with what I've done with all of my buyers is, in a lot of ways, instead of me typically going out there right now, I'm getting in contact with them and saying, look, we're all in this together. We've got to figure this out. So here's an address. What are your initial thoughts on it? I'm not guaranteeing you I can get it under contract, but I'm trying to learn right now how you're going to be approaching certain areas, certain properties, so that I can get them under contract for the right price, so that that way it helps you out, so that you're still able to, you know, have business coming in. Because even now where I'm at, I have been calling real estate agents because I actually do buy and hold. So I will check, you know, MLS from time to time to see if, you know, to see if there's a deal on there. Typically I don't buy a lot off of the MLS. But right now, because I am finding a lot of these owners haven't come to terms with the fact that, you know, hey, the prices are going down, so you've got to adjust to it. It's almost like a trailing effect. So what you're doing right now, everyone is kind of still approaching the simple fact of, I need money, and if I don't get what I want, then I'm not selling. Instead of coming to the understanding of, hey, tomorrow is going to change. Get money in your pocket so that you can be prepared for tomorrow. That's the biggest obstacle right now that all of us are going to have to overcome. So it's important right now to be able to talk to your buyers, to get a feel of how they're going to be approaching not only today, but say a month, 3 months in the future, so that you're like a moving target. Real estate is always moving, so you've got to actually be able to go with that moving target right now, because if you don't, you're going to get left behind. So as you're going with this moving target, like I said in the last episode, you have to alter the way that you're marketing right now. One thing that I have noticed, and I have changed my marketing just a little bit, but I've actually stopped spending as much money every month, but still getting more leads now. So what I'm doing is, these postcards that are, you know, that you typically send out, you're sending them out, or I'm sending them out now, that say, I'll buy it sight unseen. 99.9% of the time, I would never do that, because it's a bad idea to buy something sight unseen. Now, if you're doing virtual, you've got boots on the ground in certain areas, you know, that's fine. You're not buying sight unseen because someone, not you, is going out there and looking at it. But when I'm sending these mailers out now, a lot of these people go, okay, well, I don't risk the possibility of getting infected, so I can still put money in my pocket. And these mailers, the response rate is almost triple what it usually is right now, because I'm hitting the pain that they have right now. They want money, they need money, but they're trying to figure out how to get it. So when you address that and what you're sending out, it helps them understand that, you know, hey, there's a possibility I can get money, I can provide for myself, for my family. We're all going to be in this together. So let me just make a phone call and see if they actually buy things sight unseen. Now, if you don't get the lead today, that's fine. You still have their contact information. And as I've said many, many times, the information is the most important thing that you can have as far as a deal is concerned, because not everyone is ready to sell as soon as they contact you. Some are going to call 10 different investors and, you know, get offers. That's fine. When the property doesn't sell because you have that information and you have that automation set up, you're staying in contact with them. So when the reality of what's going on sets in, because your automation, whether it be an email, a text, a phone call, whatever it is, ever how you've got it set up, you're staying in the mind of that person. So it may take 30 days, it may take 60 days, 3 months, but you're staying in front of them. So when the reality does set in, you're the one that's going to get that deal. So right now, it's important to continue to do your marketing, but you need to focus on the people right now that are going to entertain what you're trying to do, because they need money, but they don't want to catch the virus. So that's why I say that's one way that you can do it right now, is send these mailers out that say, I'll buy sight unseen. You can even mention the coronavirus in your mailer. So you're addressing the pain that they're going through and giving them a solution to the current events, you know, that the world is facing right now. Another thing that I've seen that's kind of upticked is the Google. I think last week I had 15 calls from search results. So if you're not doing SEO or you haven't done the Google My Business, those kind of things, that's something that you need to look into, because the Google My Business is free. Now you've got to learn or either hire somebody to do the SEO for you, and that takes a little time. But a lot of these companies can take your website, and it's not going to be an overnight ranking. So if you're looking forward and saying, hey, in 3 months, when the prices actually start bottoming, they start going down, and people really start getting out, knowing they need money because they lost their job or they're falling behind on their bills, their mortgage is late, you know, whatever's going on in their life in a couple of months, if you go ahead and do that now, you're going to have a better chance of being found at that time than you are right now if you just sit on your hands. So you can do the GMB for free, but you're going to need to pay somebody or learn how to do the SEO yourself, because that's one thing that's going to happen that comes out of this. People are still going to be weary about being around each other. I don't know how long. It may be a month. It may be 2 years. Nobody is sure right now. And if anybody tells you they're sure, then you need to just stop listening to them, because they don't know. So you've got to focus your marketing on social distancing right now while providing a solution. So your cold calling, that could be a perfect example. Have your VAs, you know, hey, we'll buy sight unseen, or, you know, you don't have to be there, we'll make you an offer. Don't get comfortable with that, because right now people just need money. They need a solution to their problem, so they're likely to take an offer that they wouldn't take under normal circumstances. So if, you know, they always say if your first offer isn't insulting, then you didn't offer the right price. So you've got to get to that point to where you understand what a borderline insulting offer is, but will still negotiate with you so you can get that deal. Make sure when you're stuck at home right now that you're actually taking the time to educate yourself on your market, on how to determine value. You're absorbing everything you possibly can right now, because what you have now that you typically don't have is time. So how are you using that time? One thing that I've found that is actually free, because it's already paid for, is I'm going back through all of my old leads that, you know, I might have been some thousands of dollars away before of being able to get that deal. Now I've got people actually entertaining what I'm offering, and they're entertaining, you know, offers that are even less, because my job is to provide a solution to a seller, but get the property sold to a buyer. So if my buyers are reducing their prices, I don't have a choice but to reduce it to the sellers. So it comes in as how you explain it to them when you talk to them. And those people that are, you already have their information, right now is the perfect time to call them and say, hey, I know we couldn't come to an agreement before, but what about now? You know, you're at home, you're not working. You know, if they're essential, they are still working. But right now, the biggest thing that everyone has is panic about what is to come. So let them force the situation while you remain calm. And if you do that, you'll wind up getting these deals that you didn't get 2 weeks ago, 3 months ago, because now it's a different circumstance. You just have to learn how to present the circumstance and the solution in the way of today's time. So make sure you mention this virus. Make sure you mention if you're meeting someone out there that you're going to wear gloves, you're going to wear a mask, that you're going to, you're not going to get close to them, that you're going to actually spend the least amount of time in their house without a lot of conversation. And you'll be more than glad to have any kind of conversation that's needed over the phone, through an email, through a text, whatever you need to do right now to reassure that seller that you have their best interest in mind, to keep them from getting sick, so that you can actually still get deals under contract and in turn get them sold to your buyers. So you gotta, right now, you really have to be agile with what you're doing, because every single person that you talk to right now is going to give you a different reaction than the normal reactions that you're used to. The panic, the anxiety is what's creating that. It's not you. Stop taking it personal if you are. Everyone is in the same mental state as you are right now. What is tomorrow going to bring? When can I get back outside, breathe the fresh air, look at the sun, and enjoy the weather that we're having right now? Because this is the time of year where it typically warms up. People start getting out. They move around a lot. But right now, they're having to stay inside. So it's causing that anxiety. There's you have to get your mind in that mentality when you're talking to someone. They are in the exact same mental state that you are right now. You want to be able to still do your job. And since real estate is deemed essential, you're still able to do it. You're still able to drive around, go look at houses, meet with contractors, meet with buyers, those kind of things, while they're not. So your anxiety is not near as high as theirs is. Now, you may have the same anxiety of how am I going to pay my bills next month. They have that as well. So the way that you pay your bills right now is to understand the pain that they're going through is the same pain that you are right now. They have the same anxiety of what's coming in the future. So you have to approach it that way. So now, you know, one thing that I'm doing right now, I've always done it, but I'm kind of more focused on it right now. And I kind of just tell people, you know, this is what I can pay, today for it. I would hope that you would go ahead and do it, because tomorrow and next month, we may be in a completely different scenario. Because once all of these things start being realized, once this band-aid of the stimulus and paycheck protection, once that Band-Aid gets ripped off and we have to go back to normal life, what's going to wind up happening? And I point out in the last couple of days what I think is JP Morgan that has decided, if you don't have a 700 credit score and you can't put 20% down, then they're not going to finance your house when you buy it. Well, that's misleading in its own right, because FHA insured loans are still going to have the same process. But on the backside of that, I don't remember if it's PennyMac, Freddie Mac, whoever it is, they've already said that if someone goes into forbearance with their mortgage after 15 days, they're going to make that mortgage company buy the loan back. So you're going to wind up seeing a lot of these smaller loan companies go out of business because they can't afford to buy a loan back. They stay in business with the volume and rolling it over instead of actually having the capital to just say, okay, I've got $100 million, so I'm going to buy every loan and, you know, be able to do that. So you're going to see a retraction. Every title company, every attorney that you're talking to right now will tell you, because it's something that I used to see when I was appraising, is the time right after Christmas, the January, February, and March, was the refinance season. April really started the home buying season for everyone getting out. Well, they've seen the refinance go through the roof compared to previous years. But the purchases have basically fallen off a cliff. I've talked to five or six of them in my market, and every one of them has agreed that the refinances have skyrocketed while the purchases have fallen off the cliff compared to year-over-year data that they have in their own office. They're all still surviving because, you know, this is their refinance season where they didn't really have a lot of home purchases, but they're also sitting there looking at it in a way of, okay, well, when everyone gets finished paying for Christmas and refinancing their houses, what's going to wind up happening come April, May, June, July, August during the real estate season? They're all trying to prepare for that. So if your attorneys and your title companies are trying to prepare for that, then you should be doing it as well. So if you're not, you're fixing to get left behind. The investors are going to be the people that save this economy right now if we all do it the right way and we prepare. We don't force these deals. We don't get that fever because the foreclosures are coming. If mortgage companies have to buy a loan back and they're not able to, people that lost their jobs, they're not getting hired back, they have to go find another job. The foreclosures are coming. And who is going to be there waiting to get them all? Wall Street and investors to turn around and rent them out. Because the flipping, the HGTV stuff, that you're not, the prices are going to go down to a point to where it's going to be hard. And we all know you've got that 5%, you know, investor rule. So you've got 90 days now to be able to, and you've had it for a while, to be able to turn around and buy a house, renovate it, and then sell it. So the rental market is going to be what's coming. You've already got a generation that prefers to rent, but now what you're not paying attention to is all of these parents for that generation. You know, they laugh because you got 30, 40-year-olds that are still living at home with their parents. Well, now their parents have lost their job or their retirement, you know, took a large hit with their 401ks or IRAs. So now their parents can't afford to actually provide for their kids anymore. It's going to be a trickle down, and it's going to hurt when it shows up as far as the economy goes. But your investors will be the saving grace, if there is one, for real estate in the next year or two, because Wall Street, there are funds being created every single day right now because they're all looking at it going, we're about to be able to buy at prices that we haven't been able to buy since 2009, if not even lower than 2009. So they're all about to get into this real estate industry, but they're going to rent. You've got certain funds out there that, I mean, they don't know what they're doing, but you've also got certain funds out there that are very, very organized. They know the markets they're in, so they know what they need to be doing. They're analyzing it every single day. So in order for you to benefit from this, you have to stay up to date too. And that comes back with getting that education right now while you've got that time. So what I would say do is spend an hour every day, whether you're, you know, looking at different articles about what the market's doing, or looking at different articles online about finding value, or taking a real estate agent course or real estate appraisal course online. Something right now to give you more knowledge coming out of this than you had before. And then you also need to be able to understand where your marketing dollars need to be spent. So right now you can be more effective spending less money and getting more leads. Now the leads are not necessarily going to close today, but it gives you that information so that tomorrow or in 3 months, when that person becomes really desperate after that Band-Aid's been ripped off and they haven't recovered, you have that information and you have that lead. So right now you need to actually start putting your processes in place because you have time. So you need to figure out which CRM works for you. Do you still want to pay $100 a month for Investor Carrot, or is now the time where you get on Upwork or some other website like that and say, create my website, because these monthly bills are what's keeping me from being successful. Every time I get a deal closed, if I've got $5,000 or $10,000, by the time I pay all these different services and still market, I'm pretty well left with nothing. So these monthly bills are almost like your interest. If you don't pay your interest first, you're always going to be in debt. It's the same way with monthly bills. The more you have to spend every single month just to keep your business open and to keep a roof over your head, the harder it's going to be for you to be successful. So right now, figure out your process. Figure out your automations. Like I've said before, we've got something on earltimes.com about the automations. The emails go out every 15, 30, 45 days. We're staying in front of these people. During this, we even sent out an email to all the contacts that we've had. We're still calling them, but we've sent out an email to all the contacts that we've had over the years asking, you know, hey, we're still here to provide help if you need it. Do you still own the house? Would you be interested in selling it now? Things like that. And we're getting a good response off of the emails and the calling of the old leads, because those are already paid for. It's not increasing our monthly spend, so we're able to actually tighten and keep more money so that we can keep more people employed right now. But to be able to go through and make more money coming out of this, because we're going to wind up being prepared once this goes away and we return to some semblance of normal, we're going to be prepared because we were able to survive financially this whole virus. It's not okay, well, this is going to be over in 2 weeks. I promise you right now, in 3 months, if you prepare right now the way that you were supposed to, in 3 months, it is going to be a free-for-all for wholesalers, because you're going to see countless people that need money, and you're going to have countless investors that have just been sitting on the sidelines, or they've been existing investors, but they are going to buy everything they can. They're going to start buying everything that they can get their hands on, because the prices are going to be lower than they typically are. So instead of them only being able to buy one house, now they can buy two with that same money, or they can buy a house and a half. Whatever winds up happening in your market, a retraction in the values is coming. So make sure whatever you're doing right now, you're focused more on getting the information and the leads for today and tomorrow, so that you can have them when the market actually pops. It may be 6 months from now, maybe three, it may be one. The market is going to pop and people are going to need help. So if you're prepared for it, then you're gonna come out of this side a whole lot better financially than you were when you went in. Make sure right now that you are adapting, to the market, to the conditions, that you're able to survive, and that you are preparing for life after. Because if you don't do those three things right now, you are not going to be in a financial position that you need to be able to stay in this business. We're going to lose a lot of wholesalers out of this business. We're going to lose a lot of real estate agents out of this business. We're going to lose a lot of investors out of this business. But you're going to have the cream of the crop, the ones that were able to adapt, survive, and prepare. You're going to have that cream of the crop of every single one of them, the wholesalers, the agents, the investors, everyone. They're going to rise and they're going to make money hand over fist because they did what was necessary instead of going about this willy-nilly, putting everything they come in contact with under contract, using a formula, doing this. If you're using a formula right now, you are about to lose a lot of money because you're going to waste every single dollar that you're spending on marketing because a formula right now doesn't work. Does not work. Because if you're using a formula, you're basing a formula on pre-coronavirus. Coronavirus changed all of that. So you need to go right now with your education and figure out where the retraction's coming from, how fast it's coming, and where it may bottom out. Who are the ones that are most in need? What are the properties that are going to be the easiest to get your hands on, get under contract, and get sold? Focus on that right now. If there has ever been a time to find a niche, it is right now. Once you find that niche, that's your foundation. Once you have your foundation and we come out of this, then now you can put the bricks and the sticks on the house. But if you're throwing everything out there, hoping you're going to get a deal closed, you got the three little pigs or the wolf, whatever, about to blow the house down. Don't be that person. Build your foundation. Find your niche so that you can adapt, survive, and prepare for what's coming after the virus. We hope that you've enjoyed this. We've kind of gone on a rant for a little while, but it's important right now to understand that these are just unprecedented times. No one saw this coming, but we got to figure out how to survive it. And in order to survive it, we have to adapt to what's going on, current conditions. But we also have to have the foresight to understand when we come out of it, things are going to change. So we got to figure out the automations, the processes, the new technology, what's going to work today, tomorrow, and the next 2 years? Because it's not going to be exactly the same as what it was 2 months ago. And if you can do that, you will set yourself up for a financial windfall going forward. With that, we're going to bring it to a close. We hope you've enjoyed the rant, the information that we've shared with you today. Like I said, there's plenty of things on earltoms.com to help you with the processes, the SEO, the automations, the technology, things like that. So we welcome you to go over to earltoms.com and just kind of browse around, see what you can find, see what may work, see what can be cost effective and still get you leads. But make sure right now, if you aren't doing anything else, make sure that you put it in your mind. Right now is a time to adapt, survive, and prepare for tomorrow. Do that, you will be successful. If you don't do it, you might as well walk away from this business right now with the money that you still have, and that way you're actually preparing for tomorrow. Unfortunately, you won't be in this business anymore, but you won't necessarily have a high risk of losing your house or anything like that, because it's important right now to know tomorrow will change. Again, thank you for listening to this episode. We help you kind of figure it out and are able to do what we've told you, because the goal of all of this is to make sure that we do keep a lot of people in this business so that we can actually help the economy, you know, when it's needed, and help these sellers have a solution to their financial issues that are here today and that are going to be coming. We'll be back with another episode, hopefully non-coronavirus related, because we really want to get back to real estate in general, you know, valuations and things that you can do as far as, you know, talking to sellers, finding buyers, things like just the business in general, instead of all these problems that are running around right now that none of us wish that we had. So run over to earltimes.com and hope that you're able to keep your doors open, because that's what we're here for, is to try to help you keep your doors open and be financially successful for you and your family. Until next time.